Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Coffee Devotional Podcast. This morning, we are on the road with Mark in chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. These verses describe the experience of three women on their way to the tomb of Jesus and their interaction with an angel at the tomb who confirms that Jesus has indeed risen just as he had promised. We begin with verses 1 through 3. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. Some background. Burial in the Hebrew community occurred within the first 24 hours after death, no more than one day. So, since Jesus died on the cross of crucifixion on Friday, not long before the Sabbath began at sundown, there had only been time to wash and wrap his body in linen and place him in a private tomb carved into the rock cliff donated by a follower named Joseph of Arimathea. But there was one more important preparation to complete, which was to cover Jesus' body in aromatic ointments in order to help remove unpleasant odors. So Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, set out about sunrise to carry myrrh, aloes, and spices to the tomb. Verse 3 continued. On their way, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" The verses imply that the three women suddenly remembered that the heavy sealing stone had been placed at the door of the tomb 3 days before. Now, most tombs of the day had a low entrance carved into the cliff's wall, which opened into a carved-out room with a shelf for the body to be laid on for burial. The tomb was then sealed with a large stone, usually round, set in a groove so that the stone could be rolled into place and sit tight against the opening to seal it. As you can imagine, the stones were very, very heavy. Too heavy for the women to push and roll away from the opening, and they knew it. So here these three women are, close to their destination, facing an obstacle, an obstruction, far too heavy, far too complicated for them to conquer. Yet they did not stop walking. I wonder what they were thinking. Would they wait for someone to come along to help them? Would they search for help along the way? Whatever they were thinking, they did not give up and turn around. They kept moving toward their goal. The blessing, verses 4 through 7. But when the women arrived and looked up at the tomb, no one was around. But they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? Now go, tell his disciples and Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." The joy and excitement they must have felt. All their hopes and dreams had been dashed just 3 days before, and now there was no doubt. Jesus is Lord. He has defeated death. He has kept his promise. And they are charged with sharing the good news with Peter and the disciples. I am sure many of you have heard or read this story many times before, especially around Easter. It is a wonderful story of confirmation that our Lord overcame evil in the world by his resurrection and opened a life for us daily with Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. As I reread these verses, I was struck by the symbolism of the stone at the tomb. What appeared to these three women as they walked to be an insurmountable obstacle to their plan? They had no way of knowing that the stone would be removed for them, nor that instead of the mournful task of preparing Jesus' body, they would find that He had risen, overcome death, defeated evil, and they would be the first to know. Obstacle removed, blessing received. What stone or obstacle lies in your way to complete your plan? Is there something that keeps coming up in your mind and you push it back because you feel you don't have the talent, the time, the ability, the financial resources to accomplish the goal? Maybe it's the idea of going back to school or change careers to something you always wanted to do with your life. Perhaps it is the fear to let go of fear, something you've always wanted to do in your life. Perhaps you want to let go of fear and commit to a relationship, or even more important, to your life's peace and happiness. Leave your sense of unworthiness behind and seek a relationship with our Lord. At present, we are all faced with the obstacle of the coronavirus and its disruptions in our lives. With all its restrictions and concerns, we have more time to plan for those goals we have set aside in the past. Have you allowed the obstacles in your way to prevent you from moving forward and experiencing the hidden blessing? Think for a moment. What would have happened? What wonderful blessing would have been missed by these women had they turned, given up, and walked away because the stone was too heavy? Obstacles confront us frequently in our lives, but I truly believe, and to me this message is clear in these verses, if our motives are pure, we will be amazed how the stone can crumble and fall away. It is my prayer for you, don't let the obstacles of life discourage you in the journey of life. Let faith and love lead you through them. Choose the joy of the resurrection that awaited the women at the tomb and is available to us every day. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless you and yours.